I can't see my head, you might say, but I can touch it. Can you? I can't touch mine. Let's investigate this. Touch your head. Going by present evidence, what are you touching? You can feel sensations, but do they add up to a head? Or are all those sensations happening in boundless emptiness? I don't touch my head. My fingertips disappear into my central emptiness, and I feel sensations. Here in this emptiness, not in my head. Of course, I know that others see me touching my head, and I can conjure up a mental image of what they see, a solid three-dimensional thing. But I don't find anything like that here. I'm not contained inside a small, hard, closed thing. I'm at large, transparent, open. And in this aware openness, not only do I find sensations, but everything else that's going on as well. My headless body, the scent of flowers on the table, the voices of children in a nearby garden. Everything is here within me. Losing my head, I become the world. Are you the same? Are you small at center or big? Do you contain only what's within your skull, or do you contain the world? Look at your hand. Are you in your hand, or is your hand in you? My hand is in me, in this emptiness that I am. I'm looking at its form and colour, its solidity from this colourless, shapeless transparency here. Without any effort, this emptiness merges with and becomes my hand. I am my hand because I am empty for my hand. Be aware of the sensation of your hand. Wiggle your fingers. Just as the colours are in the absence of colour where you are, isn't the sensation in the absence of sensation where you are? Are you in that sensation, or is it in you? I find it's all going on in me, in consciousness. Be aware of your whole body. Are you in your body, or is your body in you? My body is in me. Looking in, I'm bodiless. But looking out, I am capacity for this body of mine and all its sensations. Does awareness that you're not in your body, that you're empty for it, make you less aware of it? Not in my experience. When I'm aware of this awake space here in which my body is happening, I'm more physically aware. I'm also more likely to feel relaxed. Things get stressed, but space doesn't. Even when you experience a tense situation, your true self remains free of that tension. Touch a nearby object. Do you feel your fingertips, or do you feel that object? I'm touching a table. I can feel the grain of the wood, not my fingers. I'm empty both for what I can see, my fingers touching the table, and for what I can feel, the texture of the table. When you shake hands with someone, do you feel your hand or theirs? Where is the dividing line between yourself and another? Doesn't your emptiness include both yourself and others? As a baby, you didn't yet know where you ended and where the world began. Growing up, you learned that you stopped at the boundary of your skin. As an adult, you accept this. But does your true self end there? When you look at your body and see you're empty for it, are you not also empty for the surrounding environment, for the rest of the scene? Are you not empty for the whole world? Isn't your real body the entire universe? It's all in you. Your human body is only a part of your greater body, without which you couldn't exist for a moment. Which layer of your worldwide body you take on depends on where and how far you look. Looking in, I have no body. At zero distance, I'm nothing and no one. Looking down, I become this headless body of mine. Looking out, I become other people, the rest of life and the planet. And looking up, I become all the stars in the sky. My body extends in layers from my human arms all the way to my galactic arms. I'm not imprisoned inside one layer, in solitary confinement in a human body. Wide open and boundless, I am in everything and everything is in me. Explore. Seeing that your body is in you, are you not more sensitive to it? Aware that other people are within you, don't you see them more clearly and feel for them more deeply? Conscious that your true self extends beyond your human body into the world around you, are you not more conscious of your environment? Aware that branches dancing in the wind are dancing in you, are you not more attuned to that dance, as if those branches are your own limbs, which indeed they are? In the bird you fly, in the river you flow, in the rain you fall, in the stars you shine. Seeing you are alive in every layer of your body, are you not more alive? As the poet Traherne said, you never enjoy the world aright till the sea itself floweth in your veins, till you are clothed with the heavens and crowned with the stars, and perceive yourself to be the sole heir of the whole world. Taking on different bodies is fun. I shared this two-way seeing with a friend over lunch. She exclaimed with amusement, "So when I look at the radish there, I become the radish." Yes, wherever you look, you are that, even when you're looking at a radish. Of course, when I turn into a radish, or a star, or whatever I choose, no one else sees my transformation. For others, I don't change at all. Though privately I perform miracles, becoming whatever is in my awareness, publicly I do nothing of the sort. And so I live a two-sided life, like a king in disguise. On the one hand, I accept the world's view of me, I'm just a person. On the other hand, I enjoy this wonderful secret, the secret of my true identity. You see my fingers touching my human head. I see them touching my divine no-head. Here, where you see Richard, I find the source and container of the world. Am I going to deny this most amazing fact about myself just because others cannot see it? I know I can never show you this divine identity of mine, never prove to you who I really am. You will always see my human disguise. But if you look where you are, you'll find you have a divine no-head too. Who are you really? Look for yourself. Discover how different you are from your appearance. See that you're not imprisoned inside a body. All bodies are within you. The whole world is within you.